there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. This episode is going to air a couple of days after Thanksgiving, but just in prepping what I'm going to make for Thanksgiving, I just keep having these awesome nostalgic memories. There's really not any intuitive or metaphysical or energy stuff attached to this, just really sweet memories. I'm digging around trying to find a pumpkin bread recipe because I have, my dad has a half-sister who was older, and she was kind of like another grandma to me, and I was lucky enough to know both my great-grandmothers and both my grandmothers, but I had a bonus grandma in my great-aunt Pat, and she lived in Kansas, and she was married to my Uncle Larry. Their last name was Shannon, and that's where I got my first name from. And they were just extra special. Aunt Pat was never super happy, really, but she showed, like, her love language was doing for others, and it was definitely cooking and making you feel special. And so we would drive from Bedford, Texas, which is between Dallas and Fort Worth, kind of out by where the DFW airport is. We would drive from there all the way up to Derby, Kansas, which was right outside of Wichita, Kansas. And like, Derby was so small. I mean, Bedford was pretty small when I was growing up. We had like one or two stoplights. And when we got a Dairy Queen, like, everybody lost their minds. So it was pretty small. But when Derby, Kansas got their first stoplight, we actually went back up there to visit to the celebration. So that's how small it was. But my Aunt Pat would do the most amazing things. Like, she knew exactly what made everybody feel special. And so she made a real point to just kill herself. I mean, prepping things that made you just enjoy a holiday more. And pumpkin bread was her biggest specialty, but she always made a special cheese ball for me with nuts and just all these like amazing cheeses mixed in. I don't even know what it was. I don't have that recipe, sadly. And she made a brisket, which took her forever. And she always, I don't know, like, made a beef stew and it seems like something else, but we would just get there, and her refrigerator, it was Thanksgiving and or Christmas whenever we would go, and the fridge when we got there was just already brimming over with all this food. And I'm thinking about her today especially because her pumpkin bread was the best thing, because I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't know if it's the consistency or what, but it's gushy and squishy, and like, I'm not big on peas and things that go schmoosh when you eat them. It's just not my cup of tea. But that pumpkin flavor in her pumpkin bread, it was moist and perfect, and it was the thing that we took her recipe home, and my mom and I spent so many Thanksgivings and Christmases making that recipe for, you know, our side of the family. And for, I remember one year, I think I made 26 loaves of that pumpkin bread to give to clients and friends when I was casting, and I loved it because when I was first married, I had a huge kitchen with my first really good oven, like, I mean, just amazing oven for baking. And so I think that first year I was in my house, I maybe made 40 loaves of the pumpkin bread. And we had this ritual, you know, you would bake it and you would cool it, and then you would wrap it up in foil, and then we would get pretty colored cellophane and we would, you know, wrap it up in that and tie it with a ribbon, and we would drive around to family and friends' houses and drop it off, or, you know, later when it was clients, I would drop that off in a basket with, you know, with bottles of wine and different things. And I loved so much the memories that I've got and the smell of those spices. And, you know, like I mentioned a couple of times in the past, like, smell is a really huge one of my psychic gifts. Like, I smell my way into letting me into a past life regression, or I smell I smell things when something's wrong. Like, I get just this weird sense of smell that's super heightened. Like, it's one of my spidey senses, and it's really strong. I mean, I'm just this side of a dog that can sniff out cancer cells in people. It's really weird. So I just, you know, to put in front of me, I'm not a big pumpkin spice fan, so I'm not going to drive through Starbucks and be like, give me a pumpkin spice latte, because that's just kind of ugh to me. But baking things and doughy stuff and apple crisp, and that was one thing that my grandma and my Aunt Pat would make too, was apple crisp. Ooh, that is my favorite thing. Like, you put cinnamony, crumbly, slightly crunchy stuff on something gooey below it, and you got me. So I was looking today. I did the last couple of years, I tried to make a gluten-free version of the pumpkin bread, and that was kind of no bueno. It was dry and weird and just not right. But I'm so excited. You know, you're a dork when you're like, woohoo, I found a paleo version of pumpkin bread. And I'm hoping, I'm going to make like 20 loaves of this if I have to, but I am going to get as close to her pumpkin bread recipe as I can and get it paleo so I get the grains out. Because right now, you know, my body is still a little inside out and upside down because of all the mold. So I'm having a Lyme flare, and you know, I'm inflamed, and my body hurts, and my brain's, you know, not quite functioning like it should. So I'm needing extra sleep and needing to take extra care of myself. And my sweet mom has, she's got some dementia, to be honest, and keeping grains and inflammatory things away from her really helps her with her dementia. It helps settle her brain down and kind of tone the fire down and you know, get her back where she doesn't have tremors, and she can think better, and her body gets stronger, and she's not wobbly. And so, you know, we're getting her back on more of a paleo routine right now. So I'm super excited. I'm going up to mom and dad's tomorrow being the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You're gonna hear about this on the Saturday following, but tomorrow before Thanksgiving, I'm going up to be a mad scientist and try to figure out how to make this pumpkin bread. Because, man, it's just one of those flavors. It's like my great grandma Mamo that I told you about the last episode. You know, about where my scarcity mindset came from. You know, one awesome thing that I remember so vividly with Mamo is she made homemade chicken and dumplings that were to die for, and she made them on that cool chrome and laminate mid-century looking table that everybody's great grandma had. And it's why I think I love mid-century stuff. It's why I'd named my company Atomic Casting, because one of the first things I bought was one of those chrome dinette tables that looked like her. And I just thought Atomic would be a fun name, and I found this at a garage sale, and it literally had an atomic symbol in the middle of the laminate. So I was like, okay, this is good. And so that's what I would make, you know, all my pumpkin bread on, and roll out cookies, and made, you know, what I could of chicken and dumplings. But bless her heart, Mamo died with that chicken and dumplings recipe in her. And I am telling you guys, if you are around family or can get to them on Zoom or can get them to write down their recipes, do it before they go, y'all. Because, man, that extra little pinch of something and that little special thing that they throw in that they forget to tell you about, if you don't get it written down and practice it a lot while they're here, you will be shocked at how different those recipes taste. And once they're gone, those flavors are going to be one of the things, those flavors and smells will be something so important to you to keep them, you know, actively alive in your holidays and in your memories. So every single time I smell pumpkin spice of any kind, I think of my great Aunt Pat, and I'm so grateful for her. She was just a really, really, really cool woman. And she loved me. Like, they had a cool house. They always had basements where they lived, because they lived in Nebraska and Kansas and all these places that had basements. And so I would sleep down in the basement, which made me so happy, because I love cold weather. Like, when it gets down into the 40s and 50s, I'm sleeping with the windows open in the Airstream because I like it cold. I cover up the dog and I cover up my head and I sleep where I shiver, and it just makes me so happy. So I would sleep in her basement, and she always made a point to sneak down whenever I was sleeping and wake me up and have like a really good heart-to-heart girl talk where I just really felt heard and loved and seen and valued and just, you know, all the things that you really appreciate when you're a kid and a teenager and a young adult. I mean, just the things that you desperately need. And she just always was that for me. And I think it meant a lot to her because I don't think she had that in her life so much. So she just really made an effort to do that for me. And so this is my holiday memory of my sweet great aunt and just the love and care and the tenderness and the TLC and the kindness that she always showed, and the just the amount of effort that she put into making us all feel loved and special when we got to her house. I want her to know, you know, in hindsight, how loved she was. I tried to tell her while she was here, but there was, like with any family, there was some weird stuff towards the end of her life that never should have happened, and it's just a horrible chapter, and I hate it. So I literally wasn't able to go to her funeral because of some horrible family drama, and I'm okay with it now, but, you know, I've tried to forgive the people that caused it. But I will tomorrow go make her recipe, and I'm gonna make a big turkey for my parents, and I'm gonna make roasted Brussels sprouts, and what else? I do these Japanese purple sweet potatoes that are white inside. They're non-inflammatory, and I make this really good, my mom asked for it specially, which made me so happy. It's this cranberry chutney. I take whole cranberry sauce and mix in some apple pie mix. There's like a can of apple pie mix and a bunch of chopped up crystallized ginger and dates and almonds. And what else do I put in there? A little bit of cinnamon and a little bit of sea salt. And something else. Oh, orange zest. And you mix that up a day or two before Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And you can freeze it, so you can save it for when you have turkey again at Christmas. You just freeze it. So those are kind of my basics for my holiday. But I'm excited. I'll be doing all the cooking for my mom and dad and I and the dogs. And I'm looking forward to it because that definitely is one of my love languages, is cooking for the people I love. So, anyway, I hope this finds you having had a lovely Thanksgiving, despite how strange the world is these days, whether you are actually in the same room with the people you love, or with them on Zoom, or with them in spirit. You can definitely connect to the people that you love, you know, emotionally and energetically, even if you're not with them. They know that you love them. So I hope that you reached out in some way, and I hope that you felt nurtured and loved. And I always have a ritual on Thanksgiving morning. I wake up, and before I turn on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I start a laundry list of every single thing that I'm thankful for. I mean, from the tiniest thing on, from, man, these sheets smell good, and they're comfortable, and I have a bed, and I have a roof over my head, and I have coffee that I get up to make, and I have a place to live, and I have food in my refrigerator, and I have a dog that just loves me and makes my life complete, you know, on and on and on. And I will just lay there and just luxuriate on Thanksgiving morning, especially on all the things that I'm thankful for. I do a short list every day, but Thanksgiving morning I really go to town. So even though it's a Saturday after Thanksgiving, that's something you can still do if you want to, because focusing on what you want and what you appreciate and what you're grateful for brings more of it to you. I'll promise. So anyway, I'm thankful for you guys. I appreciate you listening. This is a quick one, but I just wanted to say, if you can find a good pumpkin bread recipe and stick it in your face, think about me and my sweet Aunt Pat, and just know I love you. Happy holidays, y'all. And something new for season two, I've got a sponsorship button at the bottom of your podcast platform page. If you would and are so inclined to help sponsor me and the podcast, I'm trying to up my game, elevate my tools, and start to bring on some really awesome people that I want to interview, but I need a few more tech toys to make that happen. So your sponsorship would be amazing. Also, if you'd like to get in touch, if you want one-on-one coaching or have any questions or want to reach out, you can reach me at hello@shannonpinkston.com, or I'm on Instagram at @airstream_oracle. Also, if you are loving the podcast, please share it to help me build my listenership, and download, leave me a review, and just spread the word. That helps me tremendously. But as always, thank you for being here.